salvation either. Bian Singh was a child, a pretty little thing, though filthier than the Jamadar. She had huge brown eyes, eyes like the windows of hell, eyes that knew all evil of old, and would revel in it now and forevermore. Those eyes troubled even Long Shadow. There were whirlpools of darkness that pulled, pulled, twisted, hypnotized. A sudden sharp pain in my left knee sent wires of agony searing through my flesh. I groaned. I shook my head. The stink of an alleyway penetrated my awareness. I seemed blind, but my eyes, apparently, were adapted to brilliant sunlight. Hands gripped my left arm, pulling, lifting. My vision began to return. I looked up. A gaunt face looked back, startling me. I retained a legacy of fear from my vision, though what that had been was fading already. I tried to hang on, but the pain in my knee and Tide talking shattered my concentration. "I'm all right," I said. "Just hurt my knee." I tried to stand. When I took a step, the knee almost folded. "I'll manage, damn it!" I pushed his hands away. The vision was gone except for a memory that it had happened. Had it been the same with my other blackouts? Were there visions that flew away so thoroughly that I could not recall having had them? Did they have any connection with reality? Vaguely, I recalled seeing lots of familiar faces. I would discuss it with Goblin in One Eye. They ought to know what to make of it. They picked up a little loose change interpreting dreams. Tide started gabbling the moment we entered the speaker's presence. Kidam considered me speculatively, his expression deepening oddly as Tide chattered. The old man appeared to be alone when we walked in, but as Tide talked and Kidam became unusually attentive, other Nguyen Bao came out of the shadows to study me. Hong Tre and Ki Gota were the first. The old woman settled by her husband. Kidam said, "I hope you do not mind. Sometimes she is able to part the veil of time." Gota said nothing. I suspected that that was unusual. The beautiful woman appeared. She got right into the tea service business. Tea is a big thing with the Nguyen Bao. Did she serve any other function in the family? The guy in the shadows wasn't moaning and groaning today. Had he left us? "Not yet," the speaker said, reading my glance. "But soon." Again he sensed a question. "We sustain our share of the marriage vow, even though he betrayed his. We will stand before the judges of time, without stain on our karma."